In a public park or church parking lot in your community, you might see a refrigerator running year-round and filled with food for neighbors in need to take for free.
Stocked with fresh fruits, vegetables, and ready-to-eat meals, community fridges are popping up around Wisconsin, and a new network of community fridges is coming to Milwaukee.
As budgets are stretched thin, volunteers who are restocking these fridges around the state say they're needed now more than ever to fight hunger. We're going to meet people behind some of the community fridges in the Fox Valley region.
TJ Hobbs is co-founder of Hope Fridge in Oshkosh and Menasha. TJ, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, for having me.
And Kelsey Letso is here, co-founder of The Fridge in Green Bay. Kelsey, welcome as well.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Kelsey, tell us about what a community fridge is exactly and how it works.
Sure. A community fridge is a regular refrigerator similar to what you would have in your own kitchen, except it is outside and it is accessible by anyone in the community. And that is to both like donate and give food and to take food. So we like to call it a hub for sharing food. Our motto is take what you need and share what you can. And it's just a really good way for neighbors to look after each other, especially in hard times. And it also reduces food waste in the community and just builds community in general.
What items might people find in the fridge in Green Bay?
Yeah, we really love the fridge because a lot of traditional pantries will focus more on like non-perishable items, so like boxed pastas and canned goods and things like that, which are great, but there's that missing like nutritional element of having access to produce and dairy and, you know, proteins, things like that. So we get a lot of vegetables, a lot of fruit, a lot of cheese, just things that everyone should have in their diet and things that people often have an excess of or maybe waste a little bit more often than other food items. So that's the primary focus is those nutrient dense foods.
Yeah. TJ, tell us about Hope Fridge. What is it like?
Oh, sure. Hope Fridge it's fantastic. And it is a community project in action. So there are so many people behind the scenes working together to make Hope Fridge a reality for the folks that live in the Fox Cities area. It's similar to other community fridges, a open concept where we trust the visitors to know best what they need because they're the ones in their own lived experience that know exactly how much food their family's looking for and also have preferences, you know, and like anyone else. And kind of bouncing off what Kelsey said, I wanted to share accessibility comes in many forms. And one of those forms is allowing folks who need food the ability to enjoy ready-to-eat food, right? So often, you know, food stamps, I believe, aren't even able to purchase a lot of ready-to-eat food. They just, I guess, assume that people working two jobs, struggling to pay their bills, like somehow still have time to cook in between. So we love especially seeing folks making fresh food, making homemade meals, labeling those individually, and then putting them into our fridges for folks to take home and enjoy that may not otherwise be able to cook for themselves due to either disability or life just asking too much of them at that moment.
Who monitors what's in the fridge, TJ, and, you know, keeping the items rotating and fresh?
Yeah, so everybody. I know it sounds silly, but we really do work together on that. We ask that everybody who visits leaves the fridge cleaner than you found it, right? So if you see something in there that, you know, this lettuce is getting a little wilty and you toss it out if it was in your fridge, we ask you to do the same if you see that at our community fridges. But honestly, food rarely gets thrown away at our fridges because sadly the need is so great. But we're there getting food redistributed into communities multiple times a day. We, you know, have anywhere from dozens to hundreds of visitors per hour, per day, up to hundreds of visitors per day at each fridge. So if you can imagine how quickly that food that's going in there, it's sometimes gone in 5 minutes, sometimes it's gone in a few hours, but it all moves very quickly because the need is so great, especially now.
Kelsey, do you find that food rarely spoils at the community fridge in Green Bay?
Yeah, absolutely. Similar to what TJ said, you know, there is concern when you're talking to someone for the first time about a community fridge, like, how do you make sure the food doesn't go bad? And the sad reality is that, you know, I could put something in there right now and go back in an hour and it'll likely be gone. There's lots of people who access these community fridges and the need is there. So,
Kelsey, you mentioned the refrigerator is outside. It's accessible to people. What about the energy bill and the electricity needed to run it?
Yeah, we've been really fortunate in our community, and hopefully other communities feel the same, where we have two fridges in the Green Bay area, and our host sites both installed the electricity for us and donated that service and materials and all of that. And then they also pay the monthly utility bill.
TJ, how about you? What is that like, that setup like for powering these community fridges?
Right. So similar to Kelsey, we've had hosts in the past donate the electrical install. The paying for it portion, as far as we're concerned, that's one of the agreements that needs to be made in order for a host to be willing to host, is basically, are you able to cover an extra 20 so bucks a month for electricity for an additional fridge as your ongoing donation to this project? And that's just one of the expectations that we have out of a Hope Fridge partnership with a host, just because it just makes everything so much easier for us to just be the boots on the ground. We don't typically ask the host to maintain the fridge itself, though, other than the electric bill. And that's because we definitely want to prevent host burnout. And we have a volunteer team to help make sure these fridges stay clean, that they stay organized. But yeah, we're working right now on a little e-booklet, hopefully to be published soon, about how to start your own community fridge. And in there, we'll be mentioning a GFI electrical outlet, if you're doing this outside, is crucial. So that's for safety, to be up to code, and just to not have any interruptions. A GFI outlet has a little cover on it when it's outside too, to keep rain out and just keep everything safe for everybody. We've crowdfunded that in the past when we had a fridge at a residence. The residence was able to host the fridge, but unable to pay for the electrical install. So the community rallied together to fundraise for that. But we've been lucky too with hosts sometimes being willing and able to cover that initial outlet install cost, which is really the biggest initial upstarting cost. Other than the wood, if you're going to be building an outdoor enclosure, that's a cost to consider as well. But all can be crowdfunded, especially when you tell your community what you're doing. They want to help. So you're going to have people with more time than money, some people with more money than time. And your job as a connector to start this, if you'd like, is to bring those people together and openly communicate how to do this and be flexible as you learn as you go.
We're talking about community fridges with TJ Hobbs there at the Hope Fridge in Oshkosh and Kelsey Lutzo, who's with us with the fridge in Green Bay. Kelsey, how do you get the word out? How do you, like, share out what's available at any given time? Since, you know, I would imagine things are really rotating through the community fridge.
For sure. This has been a little bit of a learning experience. We primarily use Facebook to share updates on the fridge, but we did find sometimes, you know, we love when volunteers will send us a photo and say, you know, I just filled the fridge, and we would love to share and, like, celebrate and give them a shout out and just, you know, continue to spread the word. But we also are mindful of people seeing that and getting excited and getting their hopes up and going to the fridge only to find that somebody else had been there and that contents is no longer in the fridge. So we do just try to, you know, recognize those emotions can be unfortunate. It can be a bummer if you were really looking forward to that. We try to keep those types of posts a little bit more minimal. But yeah, we do continue to share what we're up to and just try to keep it relevant in people's minds. We started 2.5 years ago, and I think, you know, sometimes people could see it and get really excited about it and then kind of forget. So trying to be continually in people's social media feeds to say like, hey, we're still here as a resource to donate, as a resource to find food, that type of thing.
And you have roughly 4 volunteers. Is it hard to find enough volunteers?
It can be. Like TJ said, there are people who have more time than money, and there are people who have more money than time. And we see a lot more people willing to donate financially to the fridge, which is amazing. So now it's just a matter of making sure that we have enough people to keep it sustained, especially in today's climate. There's a higher need of food at the moment. And so we've been having conversations about expanding, and we just want to make sure that whatever expansions we are doing will be maintained by volunteers, and we're not, you know, biting off more than we can chew.
Yeah. TJ, I understand you're planning on expanding into Appleton for another fridge. Can you talk about this scale up and what the expansion entails?
Well, yes, but also not very specifically because I'm not the one leading that charge. But I can tell you that, you know, similar to Kelsey, we're going slow. We're trying to be measured in this and not burn out the people that we already have working, because this is a lot of free volunteer labor that it takes to open and then maintain a new location. So for us, you know, We may be expanding soon into Appleton because we already have a strong volunteer network in Appleton. But we're also looking to inspire and empower new community fridge leaders in cities that we don't have that strong volunteer network already established, right? If the energy is there and folks are looking for opening their own community fridge, or they'd like to see one started in their community, we're, if anything, even more trying to push them starting their own community fridge, picking their own name, finding their own location, and us to be here as a resource for questions, like the Love Fridge in Chicago was for us when we first started. We didn't want to reinvent the wheel. We wanted to reach out to someone who had been doing this successfully for a very long time. The Love Fridge in Chicago was amazing. Risa Haynes was fantastic and gave advice to me when we were first starting and helped answer so many of my questions. And we would love to be able to be that for other local community leaders that are just coming up in their own communities to help them start their own fridges. Don't wait for us to come to you. You make it happen for your community.
Kelsey, in Green Bay, have you seen a shift in need as we see grocery prices rising, you know, the difficulties around the food share program? What have you seen with need?
Yeah, I think, you know, one of the things that we talked about a lot when we were first starting is just the, you know, the everyday dollar and the SNAP benefits just aren't stretching as far as they used to. And it's tough. I mean, I can speak for my family. I would, you know, typically we are fine day to day, week to week, whatever it is. But as time has been going by, you can really feel that the money you had just isn't getting you as far as it used to. And for families who are, you know, right in that point of living paycheck to paycheck or whatever it is, like, it's just needing a little bit of extra help to make those ends meet.
Well, Kelsey and TJ, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for sharing about your community fridges.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you, Kate.
That is Kelsey Lutzo, co-founder of The Fridge in Green Bay, and TJ Hobbs, co-founder of Hope Fridge in Oshkosh and Menasha. And they joined us to talk about the community fridges in the Fox Valley region and the efforts of volunteers to help neighbors around the state combat food insecurity in tight times.